Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Tell a t-shirt. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Felicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
This White Linen Weekend, baby. Get those tickets if you don't have them already at AXS.com. Stokely from Mint Condition, John B, Casey's Own Love Macy, all tearing down a stage at KC Live in the Power and Light District this Sunday. Got to be at least 21. KPRS.com for all the info you need. Plus, I'm going to be on the ones and twos as well. Let's go.
Shut up, Brian.
Bank of America announced zero down payment, zero closing costs, mortgages for first-time homebuyers in Black and Hispanic communities nationwide. And the loans require no mortgage insurance and no minimum credit score. Instead, eligibility will be based on factors like timely rent payments and on-time utility bill, phone, and auto insurance payments. Prospective buyers must also complete a home buyer certification course provided by Bank of America and federally approved housing counseling partners before they apply for the loan program, the bank said. This is a big deal. This is definitely good news for minorities. The racial gap in home ownership rates in the U.S. remain substantial in 2020, so this problem is still an issue that we need fixed. This is just one step, but it's a good step, definitely. What did Jay-Z say to get people in a frenzy? You know that man hardly ever speaks, but I got the scoop coming up in the shade.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. It'll be sunny. Some clouds in the mix as well. Right now, you're clear at 71 in Overland Park. During the Twitter Spaces with DJ Khaled earlier this week, Jay-Z spoke on being hip-hop's first billionaire and facing criticism as a capitalist.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. Hip-hop is young. We still growing, and we're not falling for that technology, whatever this public puts out there now. That, you know, before was the American dream. Pull yourself out of bootstraps, and you can make it in America. All these lies that America told us our whole life, and then when we start getting it, they try to lock us out of it. They start inventing words like, you know, capitalist and, you know, things like that. I mean, we've been called monkeys. I don't care. Those words they come up with, they got to come up with stronger words. We're not going to be tricked out of our position. Y'all locked us out. Y'all created a system that doesn't include us. We said, fine. We went our alternate route. We created this music. We did our thing. We hustled. We killed ourselves to get to this space. And now it's like, you know, eat the rich. And think, man, we're not stopping.
Well, you know Sean Carter, you know ain't nobody stopping this paper.
Making that real money.
Megan Thee Stallion and She-Hulk twerking in the law office.
Girl, what's going on?
Oh, you are way more fun than my last lawyer. I will kill for you, Megan Thee Stallion.
Dial it back.
I personally feel like biopics have been played out the past several years. But this one I'm here for. The new Milli Vanilli biopic was announced earlier this year. And now the team behind it have shared more details about the film. Girl, You Know It's True will follow the rise and fall of Milli Vanilli from their breakthrough in the late 1980s through the scandalous lip-syncing incident that ultimately cost them their careers. I just want to know, are they going to address how In Living Color did
now you are doing Milli Vanilli.
So get a friend.
Because it takes two jerks to be Milli Vanilli.
And remember,
don't forget our number. So act now because we are almost out of style.
The Wayans brothers are some fools.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me
One healthy positive habit leads to other healthy positive habits. And those additional habits in turn reinforce the original habit. A small improvement in your trajectory enables you to notice, appreciate, and implement other improvements. In this way, minor changes put you on the path to major gains. The experience of making a real and positive difference, no matter its size, activates in you the desire to do it again. Accomplishment feels good, and that makes you eager for more. Big, ambitious goals are admirable, yet they can also be intimidating. Before setting off to change the whole world, it's a good idea to accumulate experience improving your own little corner of it. ask yourself, what's the smallest improvement you can make in your life that you'll actually stick with? What positive habit can you add right now that you'll continue to practice day after day, month after month? Identify a small but deeply meaningful change you can make in your trajectory and make it. Over time, that small change has the power to lead you toward greatly improved outcomes. You got it in you. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jam.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you can be who I belong as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us.
Sunny skies, you're mostly clear at 72 in Grandview. Of course, this week's feature school is Paseo Academy of Performing Arts. And today's teacher today is Mrs. Stacy Stewart, teaching general science, been in education for 22 years. And as an African-American female, she teaches to ensure inclusion and representation for her students in science. She wants her students to see that science and STEM is reachable. Ms. Stewart's favorite quote to her students, "You shall live and not die. All things are possible." And her favorite jam to get going is that Golden by Jill Scott. I like that one too. Mrs. Hey. Stacy Stewart, keep teaching like it's golden. And take a bow because you are today's Morning Grind Teacher of the Day. Always showing love to our educators, providing a future for our youth. It's the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
We live, local, and lit. It is the Morning Grind, showing love to all of our city workers holding Kansas City down. We love you. We thank you. Good morning, y'all. 7:09 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s, mostly sunny skies, mostly clear, and 70 right now in KCK. We got a major announcement going down to today during the Playmaker Show, 4:12 p.m. Oh, yeah, you might want to pay attention to that. You never know what it could be. Money, prizes, trips. We got it all for you right here on Hot 103 Jams. President Biden warned in a primetime speech from in front of Philadelphia's Independence Hall last night about what he said is a threat to America's democracy.
We are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Mm. Midterm elections coming up November 8th. Go to vote.org if you're not registered to vote and prepare to take your power to the polls November 8th, y'all.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are mostly clear in 71 on 18th and Vine. Reports say that comedians Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears are being accused of grooming a 14-year-old girl and her brother into performing inappropriate, sexually suggestive acts and sketches. According to TMZ, the two unidentified siblings, going by Jane Doe and John Doe, have claimed that they have been traumatized for life after the experience, which occurred when they were minors. The boy also claimed that he was molested by both defendants. Jane Doe claimed that her brother was barely seven when, quote, Auntie Tiff brought him to a home where she and Spears molested him while filming a Funny or Die video titled Through a Pedophile's Eyes. In the suit, the siblings said that they met Haddish through their mother, who was friends with Haddish, adding that the Funny or Die video featuring John Doe was published online when he was too young to consent. Meanwhile, Tiffany Haddish's attorney denied the allegations, claiming that the suit is an extortion attempt. He also claimed that the plaintiff's mother had been trying to, quote, assert these bogus claims against Miss Haddish for several years, end quote. That's some heavy, heavy stuff right there. We'll keep you updated as details surface.
The hardest year maybe in human history that we've ever been through. Forget music, just as a people, like the hardest time to ever connect with people, relate to people.
That was Drake leaving everybody confused as he called 2020 the hardest year in human history. Now, I kind of get what he was saying, because maybe in our lifetimes as millennials, it was one of the hardest days. But come on, fam. You was born in 1986. Your vision of the world is quite small compared to others.
It almost helps Serena that. Got some more stars.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
Hello.
That was the voices of Mary Carrillo and Chanda Rubin, who were broadcasting Wednesday's U.S. Open match with Serena Williams. They're under fire for misidentifying Dionne Warwick in the crowd, instead calling her Gladys Knight, who was also in attendance at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Boy.
Rubin claimed on Twitter that she was looking at the wrong monitor. Yeah, aight, sure you were. Y'all just don't pay attention to our legends, and it's evident. They don't even look alike.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind. On Hot 103 Jams.
I want to introduce a new segment to you, Kansas City. Something to use this platform to shine a light on the talent that Kansas City has to offer. We're calling it KC Cookers. So break your phones out, get your Shazams, go to your YouTubes, and show love and support to our KC peoples holding it down. You might have heard of this guy before. The Royal Chief. He's got a joint called All That, featuring another talented artist from KC, Southside Dane. Turn your radios up for this KC Cooker on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jam.
Shut up, Brian.
Double back for that income. Double back on her Insta. Shorty bad, I might hit some. Shorty bad, I might trick some. Couple racks, I might give some. Couple plaques, I'm trying to win some. Taking losses, how wins come. Ice drip on my jersey. Got some women so curvy. Shout them that curve me. Them same be thirsty. That boss talk got them pissed off. Back was like crisscross. I was downplaying my dog. Now we count down to that liftoff. They giving me love in the town. You think that I play for the cheese? I be so in tune with the sound. You think I was making the bees? Them niggas wonder why they fail, but this the perfect example. I pick up the bag in the mail. You ain't finna to stamp you. Waiting for niggas to give you recognition for shit you ain't been through. Y'all be doing whatever the trends do. I be doing the shit you pretend to. Pack it in, I just packed out the venue. Pack a lunch, put your name on the menu. They say chief, they know you will send you. Ain't no cap, I just rap like a Hindu. Y'all whack, crap is on my b- shame. Turned y'all bad and you lame. Turned y'all backs. I had to fall back. Couldn't even get a call back. Nowadays when they call back, Lori Beth, I need all that. I've been putting in work. Get a call back. Nowadays when they call back, back. Tell them I'ma need all that.
When it goes down in KC, we give 3 hot minutes in the community with a morning grind and Hot 103 gems.
My good people at the Guadalupe Centers on the west side is having a community resource, Mercado. And on the phone to talk about it with me is Ms. Gladys Jaggers, the Director of Workforce Development. How you feeling this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Brian?
I'm excellent. Now, tomorrow it's going down from 12 to 4 p.m. Talk more about it.
Yes, we invite the community and everyone to come out tomorrow. It's 1015 Avenida Cesar Chavez. We will be there with a DJ, so we'll have live music. We will also have a vaccination clinic. We will be doing the COVID vaccines and boosters, along with we've partnered with LIUNA, Midwest Regional Health, and Vivint Health to do free HIV, AIDS, and Hep C screening, high blood pressure, glucose screenings, and cholesterol screenings for adults. And also we'll have small business vendors, local food vendors, food trucks there as well. Come out, have a good time. We'll have some kid activities to do as well. So we just want to be able to give back to the community. And if anybody is out there looking for employment, we will have about 6 different employers out there, also along with the Missouri Apprenticeship Program, the Labor Union, Social Security Administration. They will all be doing recruitment on Saturday from 12 to 4.
This is beautiful. I love it. Community Resource Mercado. What is the unique significance about this event?
You know, in the past, we've done community job resource fairs, but we just decided to do something that we could incorporate a little bit of everything for everyone, a one-stop shop. They can come out, support small businesses, get some great, amazing local food, but also get some of those health needs taken care of for free at no cost, along with doing some employment, because we know right now the workforce is hurting. So we have some amazing programs. For example, the Missouri Apprenticeship Program, that's at no cost. You can join that and get a skilled trade. And then at the end of your program, you get placed with a great career. So we'll have a lot of great, amazing things out there, along with we'll also be advertising what the Guadalupe Center's Workforce Program does as we assist with resumes, job placement, mock interviews, financial coaching, income supports. And this is all free to the community, no matter where you live in the greater Kansas City area.
I love it. Community Resource Mercado going down tomorrow at the Guadalupe Centers on the west side, 1015 Avenida Cesar E. Chavez, KC Mo, 64108. Thank you so much, Ms. Gladys Jaggers, Director of Workforce Development at the Guadalupe Centers. Always putting it down for the community. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I need to shout out all my Seminole players, KC Seminoles. We going up this weekend. We got a jamboree going down tomorrow. I cannot wait. Shout out to all my Seminole players. Have a great day at school. And my Seminole parents, have a great day at work. Dozens of black-owned businesses in KC are participating in Midwest Black Restaurant Week, organized by Black Restaurant Week LLC. The 10-day event kicks off today and continues through September 11th. Kansas City favorites like Gates, KC Daiquiri Shop, Blue Nile Cafe, Ruby Jeans Juicery, and more are participating. You can find a full list of over 50 participating Kansas City area restaurants on my socials. I'll be able to post that in a second. And the theme this year is more than just a week. As Black Restaurant Week organizers said, hundreds of thousands of restaurants and bars are facing uncertain futures due to lost revenue and increased debt over the past 2 years. So, KC, get out and support Black Restaurant Week. Candyland is participating. Big Mama's Bakery in KC. Wings and More in Grandview. The Six Lounge. Catch and Release Soul Food. Niecy's is participating. Char J's Foods Inc. District Fish and Pasta House. Urban Cafe and more. I'll post that up on my social media at Brian B. Shinin on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, all of that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
Deep in the heart of Virgo season, happy birthday to all my humble and kind Virgos. Happy birthday.
Come on,
happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to Keanu Reeves. He turns 57. Salma Hayek turns 55. Happy birthday to Mark Harmon. He turns 70. Cat Williams, this is 50th birthday today. Brandon Ingram, basketball star for the New Orleans Pelicans, turns 24. Terry Bradshaw, NFL Hall of Famer, turns 73. Eric Dickerson, NFL Hall of Famer, turns 62. Casey Haley, ooh yeah! Lead singer of Jodeci, turns 53 today. Lennox Lewis, boxer, turns 57. Rich Boy, rapper and producer, turns 39. And singer Selena Johnson turns 45. Here in KC, Victoria Manning, happy birthday. My dog, Robert A. Jones Jr., happy birthday. Kay Gabrino, Rafferty Mendez, Jordan Michael Turner, happy birthday. Omar Shumpert, Alex Yabara, and Frank Rizzo, happy birthday. Tony Savage, Tanner Scribner, and my homie OMG is Kim, a.k.a. Creme de la Kim. Kimberly Stanley, happy birthday to y'all and everybody born on September 2nd. It's your day, Virgos. Turn it up.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Brenda. Tell her Tisha. Tisha. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that. She rubbing her fingers through her hair.